It's Tuesday, January 26th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
You've heard the words before, but this time is a big one. Amazon Union. A new effort at a warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, is sweeping up support and is preparing for an NLRB vote in February. Meanwhile, remember when hospitals discovered typical Pfizer vaccine vials contained extra doses of the COVID vaccine? Well, Pfizer isn't content to let that lie and are now shipping less vials so they can charge for every last dose. And lastly, the Senate is once again floundering on the filibuster, as Democrats in name only, like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, announce they won't be persuaded to end it. Predictable, but still frustrating.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Remember this city, Bessemer, Alabama. In a few months, it could take a permanent place in the history of organized labor, as warehouse workers at an Amazon fulfillment center there gear up for a full NLRB election to unionize close to 6,000 employees at the location. The fight for unionization at Amazon's notoriously brutal warehouse facilities has been ongoing across the country for years, but the Bessemer group is about as close as anyone's come thus far. That's in the face of an avalanche of corporate union busting, as is Amazon's custom. Still, this week the workers got a big boost, the official endorsement of the NFL Players Association. The workers are attempting to join the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union, which worked with them clandestinely out of a Fairfield Inn so the Amazon bosses wouldn't catch on back in the summer. Here's where things are at now. The prospective union got over 2,000 of the warehouse's 5,800 or so workers to sign cards saying they wanted to vote on a union. That was enough to get the NLRB involved, even in late December when Trump's anti-worker goons were in charge. If you remember, one of Biden's first acts as president was to fire the NLRB's head lawyer, because the guy was a Trump flunky who sided with Uber in a big worker classification case. So now the Amazon crew in Bessemer has a more sympathetic team at the top of the NLRB. That's good because the election is coming up. The NLRB announced that voting will begin next month and continue through March, mostly by mail. It'll be the first vote for an Amazon union since 2014, when a small group of tech workers in Delaware voted against one. And since Alabama is a right-to-work state that's pretty hostile to unions in the first place, if the RWDSU and the brave employees putting it all on the line pull this off, it could touch off a wave of similar actions around the country. One of the best small miracles to come out of the largely dysfunctional rollout of the coronavirus vaccine was the discovery that Pfizer's vials of the substance actually contained more doses than scientists thought. That discovery let doctors get more doses into arms faster, although they were often slowed down by overzealous restrictions as to who they could give it to. But Big Pharma is always gonna Big Pharma, so you can guess what happens next. Pfizer is going to wring every last dollar from American taxpayers for this thing, making sure it's paid by the dose. And how they did it will piss you off even more. For weeks, Pfizer lobbied the government to change the language of its original order for the vaccines, to note that the vials contain 6 doses, not 5. Doing so could have a positive impact, and that doctors knowingly can provide more doses faster. But since the 6th dose often requires a specialized syringe to extract, Pfizer is clearly playing the refs to make sure it gets every last penny possible. Its contract states that it gets paid by the dose after all. And since there's more doses per vial, the company is now saying it's required to provide fewer vials. The end result is most important, of course. The more doses we get in arms, the better. But there's no end to the lengths Big Pharma will go to maximize profits, no matter the situation.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
And finally, you've heard it before and you'll hear it again. Democrats are floundering a little in the Senate. On Monday, Democrats Joe Manchin and Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema both stuck by their previous statements that they had no interest in ending the legislative filibuster, a key provision that Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was fighting for in exchange for letting the Democrats take their committee chairship in the Senate. In reality, this is a pretty thin win for McConnell, who didn't get much besides Sinema and Manchin, proving once again that they're only sort of Democrats. When push comes to shove, the Democrats are still clearly counting on Sinema and Manchin's votes for unrelated bills, which, filibuster or not, still have a chance to get through. McConnell also backed off his hardline demand that Democrats promise to preserve the filibuster, which means they could still take what's known as the nuclear option and vote to end it with a simple majority at some point this year, provided they can finally convince Manchin and Sinema that there's no other way to get stuff done. They could, of course, have done that and just broken a promise to McConnell, but that's not the kind of hardball the Democrats usually play. Regardless, the debate for now is done, and McConnell and Majority Leader Chuck Schumer can hammer out the rest of the terms for their power-sharing agreement going forward, in which Democrats still have that prize tiebreaker vote. We'll see what they can do with it.
And now, for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
In a new study by the University of Chicago and Notre Dame, economists found that 8 million people have been pushed into poverty in between June and December, as federal pandemic aid programs expired. In related news, Joe Biden indicated today that he was open to putting income thresholds on the next stimulus check that gets sent out. Just what we need, more arbitrary cutoffs for relief. But hey, there's more. Biden did say that he was moving forward to replace notorious racist Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill with Harriet Tubman. As many progressives pointed out, the best possible situation would be sending every American about 100 of those bills each month. The Oregon GOP took the wild but also incredibly predictable step today of officially putting a rubber stamp on Capitol-storming conspiracy theories, passing a formal resolution calling the attack a so-called false flag perpetrated by leftists in order to impeach Donald Trump. Surprising that they're the first ones to do it, but we'll certainly get more of the same. And finally, Joe Biden reversed Donald Trump's discriminatory ban on transgender people serving in the U.S. military, making sure that people of all identities can serve the country however they choose.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it for the Majority Report's AM Quickie today. Sam's on at noon.